The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nozir Daf Vov. On today's daf, the Gemara introduces us to the concept of Mitzas Hayayim Kekulei. A Nozir, who is a Nozir for 30 days, the 30th day, he does not have to complete the entire 30th day, for that day to count as one of the days of Naziris. But once part of the 30th day has passed, he has been Mekayim, his 30 days of Naziris, because we have a klal, Miktas Hayim Kekulei. Part of the day counts like an entire day. Part of the 30th day will count as day number 30, and we can now say that the Nozer has observed 30 days of Naziris. And the Gemara tells us that this concept of Mitzas Hayayim Kekulei applying to a Nozir is a Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara in Ma'ed Kata also, what's negated to the Yemei HaShiva, brings a Machlokes Tanoim, whether we say Mitzas Hayayim Kekulei or not. And the Gemara paskins Halacha Ka'abashol, that we paskin like Abashol, that by Avelus Rachmanu Litzlan, the halacha is Miktas Hayayim Kekulei, part of the day is like the entire day. And really by Avelus, this applies on both ends. If the Levaya, Lamashal, is on Monday afternoon, so then we count Monday as long as they were Mekabel the Shiva before Nacht, Monday counts as day number one because of the concept of Miktas Hayayim Kekulei. And that everybody agrees to. The machlokes in the Gemara is what happens next Sunday on day number 7. And lahalacha we pass like Abashol, Miktas Hayayim Kekulei, that Sunday, part of Sunday, will be considered the 7th day of Avelus, and the Hanhogas of Shiva will be over, and the Ovel now enters into the period of Shleishim. The Rosh in Mesechus Meid Katan in Simon Lamed discusses, when we say this concept of Mitzas Hayayim Kekulei, do we need Dafka daytime hours, or is part of the night also good enough? We know that the word Yayim has two meanings. Sometimes Yayim means a 24-hour period, and sometimes Yayim means day, daylight. When we say the concept of Mitzas Hayayim Kekulei, so the Shaila is, are we referring to Dafka daylight hours? Mitzas Hayayim Kekulei, part of the day, the daylight hours is like the entire day, and therefore the Ovel would have to observe Shiva till the morning? Or is it enough for the Ovel to observe Shiva into the night? And then we'll be able to say Miktas Hayayim Kekulei, in other words, Miktas Halayla Kekulei. Now, before we discuss the Divrei HaRishonim on this matter, I wanted to point out one other nekuda which is very relevant over here. The halacha is that there's a difference between a Shmua Kreva and a Shmua Rechaika. A Shmua Kreva means that a person finds out that one of his relatives would nifter within 30 days of the Petira. A Shmua Rechaika is that they find out on day 31 or later. A Shmua Kreva, a person is required to observe the entire Shiva. A Shmua Rechaika, the person observes only for Shoa Achas Bilvad. The person actually observes for one day, and in that one day that the person observes Shiva, we also say the concept of Miktas Hayayim Kekulei. So L'chaira, our Shaila of whether we say Miktas Halayla Kekulei is relevant in two areas. It's relevant on the 7th day of Avelis. Do we say that one has to Dafka observe Shiva into the morning, or is a night enough? And also, it's Negea in the case of a Shmua Rechaika. If a person hears a Shmua Rechaika, where this Shmua Rechaika, the halacha is Noeg Yom Echad Bilvad, there's only one day of Shiva, and then we're going to shorten that one day of Shiva with Miktas Hayayim Kekulei. The question again is, do the night hours count as that Miktas Hayayim Kekulei, or would the Ovel have to keep Shiva till the morning? And if he hears a Shmur Chayka at night, he would have to be Miss Abel into the morning. So the emes is that we find a three-way machlokes rishonim in this matter. The shita of the Ramban is that we say miktas halayla kekule, that we say that even part of the night can be considered the miktas in order to say this concept of miktsa kekule, and that's the shita of the Ramban, that miktas halayla kekule. The Rosh brings from the Rivom, and it's the shita of the Bali Taisvis, that they hold that we do not say miktas halayla kekule, we have to wait until the next morning, and therefore, both in the case of the seventh day of Shiva and in the case of Shmur Rechaika, the halacha is that Shiva must be observed and the Shmur Rechaika must be observed until the next morning. And the Rashbam adds a svara over here. The Rivom, I'm sorry, adds a svara over here, and he says that taking off one's shoes at night is not necessarily a siman of avelos. People go to sleep at night, people remove their shoes. But the point, l'maisa, there is a machlokes ha'paiskim, the Balei Tosfos holds that we do not say miktas halayla kekule, and the Rashbam, and the Ramban holds we say miktas halayla kekule. The Marami Rutenberg makes a very interesting pshar. He brings a Gemara in Megillah, that the Gemara in Megillah teaches us, by Siras Zava, a Zava has to count 7 days, and by a Zava, we hold Mitzvahs Hayyim Kekulei, that if the Zava is Tovel on the seventh day, any Tyrus that she touches after the Tefillah will be Tar, provided she's not Sosa later on in the day. But by a Zava, we also say the concept of Mitzvahs Hayyim Kekulei, although the Torah says that a Zava has to count 7 days, once she's Tovel on the seventh day, she is tar, provided she is not seiser later on within that day. The Gemara says that sviras laila lav shmo svira, that the days that the zava counts have to be dafka daylight days, and therefore sviras zava is loy shmo svira. The Gemara is actually over there talking about a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, a Zava Ketana, who has to only count one day. The Gemara says Sfiras Laila is Lav Shva Sfira, and Rav Rishenim hold, that was the Gair to the Shivas Yom, that a Zava counts, we also say Sfiras Laila Loi Shma Sfira. So the Marami Rutenberg says that there's a chilek between Shmur Rechaika and the days of Shiva. That the Shmur Rechaika, Miktsa Yoyim Kekulei, why not? Like the Ramban, Miktas HaLaila is just as good as Miktas HaYom. However, that's only negeya to Shmur Rechaika. Because of Shmur Rechaika, there is no Din Sfira. There's no Minyan Hayomim, and there is no Din Sfira. Masha'enken was negeya to Avelos of Shiva, so there the Oval, the Sfira, there's a Din of 7 days. And since the Sfiras Laila is Lav Shmo Sfira, so therefore the Oval would have to have Dafka Miktas HaYom and not Miktas HaLaila. In other words, conceptually, Miktas HaLaila Kekulei is good enough. And that will help us in the case of a Shmur Rechaika. However, whenever we are counting days, we have an additional Chaymer, that Sfiras Laila Loi Shmo Sfira. The Gemara says this via Shemeres Yoyim, and we apply it to the Shiva Nekiyim of Azava. And the Maram wants to apply this also to the Halachas of counting the 7 days of Shiva, and therefore the Maram says that what's negated to the 7 days of Shiva, we do not say Miktas HaLaila Kekulei. Mstam negated to Nazir would be the same thing, that by Nazir with the spheres of 30 days, so we would not say Miktas HaLaila Kekulei. However, what's negated to Shmur Rechaika, the Maram says that we do say Miktas HaLaila Kekulei. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Tzadihei in Yeridea paskins like the Maram. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simin Shin Tzadihei Sif Aleph, that we say Miktas HaYoyim Kekulei, what's negeya to Shiva, and what's negeya to Shloishim, which is also 30 days, we say Miktas HaYoyim Kekulei. By Shiva, there's an additional halacha that Shiva is not over until it's Omdu HaMenachemim. So it's Omdu HaMenachemim on the seventh day. that, and the Shiva ends when it's Omdu HaMenachemim, but it has to be Dafka on the seventh day of Shiva. And what's Negeah to Shleishim, so Shleishim, where there is no din of Omdu HaMenachemim, so Shleishim is over with Netzach Hamah. Lashon of the Chaver is, B'kivin she'omdu ha-menachmen me'etzel ovel b'yoyim ha-shvi mutar b'chol ha-dvarim she'os b'hem teich shiva de'mikzas ha-yoyim kekulay. And he says, lo yishto mikzas yoyim ha-shvi, lo yishto mikzas yoyim shleishim, kivin she'honei tzachamo b'yoyim shleishim, botel v'menu g'zeya shleishim. So the Mechaber paskins clearly that what's negeya to shiva, what's negeya to shleishim, you need dafka the yoyim. What's negeya to yud beis chaydesh, so that the halacha is that we do not say mitzvah yom kippur, and that the achronim explain because that avails is not totally in yom, it's totally in chadoshim. That the gzeira of chazal was yud beis chadoshim. There's no halacha of mitzvah yom kippur on the last day of a chodesh. So when chazal masakim chadoshim, the chadoshim had to be complete. When chazal masakim yomim, so on yomim we say mitzvah yom kippur. That would apply to the seventh day of Shiva, and it applies to the 30th day of Shleishim. The Mechaber goes on to say that this only applies to Gzeiras Shiva, but was the get Shmur Rechaika, so by Shmur Shmur Rechaika B'layla, Kivin Desagi B'Shor Achas, Salka Afilu B'layla. This is the Shita of the Maram, that the Maram says that was the get Shmur Rechaika, that there we would say mixas halayla kekulay, and the Goyim brings down that kiven, that's dafka where you boy sfira. It's dafka when you need sfira. However, when you do not need sfira, so the, oh, like by Shmur Chayka, then we say that the mixas halayla is kekulay. The Pitzchei Tshuva over here brings a fascinating pshara from the Radvaz, that the Radvaz wants the mechalik between Talmud Torah and Tashma Shemitah and the other inuyim of an oval. And he says that by Tashma Shemitah and Talmud Torah, one could be makel at night because there's a mitzvah involved. However, what's the gear to the other hanhagas of an oval, so that one has to wait until the day. The Radvaz does say that for Tashma Shemitah, he would have to wait till later in the night than he's usually Mishamish. Again, the point is that we need a Hanhaga of Avelos. So therefore, the Hanhaga of Avelos would take place Belaila if the person is Ma'acher. The Radvaz, L'chayra needs a shtickel of beer, because L'chayra Avelos is a package deal. Either he is an oval or he's not an oval. To go ahead and be Machber by son Hanhagas and Makel by other Hanhagas, L'chayra is a concept which needs explanation. L'halacha, we do not paskin like this Radbaz. L'halacha, we're noig until the morning. However, in a case where there is a tremendous need, a shayla should be asked. The emes is that this chilek between dvar mitzvah and not dvar mitzvah, does have a mekar in the Ramah and Siman Shin Sadi Gimel. Because there are certain halachas in which the first 3 days of Avelos are more chomer than the subsequent days of Avelos. One of them is what's Negea 2, Yitzia Mi Beisai. They used to go ahead and go out to the Beisak Forest, which is a Dvar Mitzvah. And also what's Negea 2 Melacha, what's negeh to the Issa Melacha, to an oval in a place where he doesn't have parnasa, there's a chilek in the first 3 days and after the first 3 days. The Chochmas Adam Matzeves Meisha is mechalik that what's negeh to, the Ramah says, what's negeh to going to the Beis HaKfaris. So there the Ramah says that we say Mitzah Yoim Gimel's Kekulei, and therefore on the third day the oval could go to the Beis HaKfaris. What's negeh to Melacha, so there the Ramah paskins that you need the entire first 3 days are more chomer what's negeyed to malacha than subsequent days. And the Chacham's Adam explains that this has to do also that with easier to say, it's a shayla over there whether you say mixi enka kule or not, what's negeyed to the first to the 3 days, and again, what's negeyed to a devar mitzvah mekel, and what's negeya to melacha, we are machmer. So again, we could see this concept that within the same din, so to say, we can sometimes be mekel and sometimes be machmer, even in various hanhagas. That klapi this will nem on klapi the halicha to base course which is bar mitzvah will nem on that we say mixi and kekulei and klapi melacha will say he's not mixi and kekulei. So that's pshat the Radvaz also that the Radvaz says that klapi tashmash amita and talmud teir which is a mitzvah one can be seimach on the mekilim although the gabi avan hagis one has to be seimach on the machmir. It's important to point out that mikta yenke kulay only applies if the person was actually noyeg avelus. If the person was not noyeg avelus, so then the klal of mikta yenke kulay does not apply. And this is very negaya. Sometimes when if the nifter has a relative who's not well, they want to make it into a shmur rechayka. So what happens is let's say for argument's sake, day shloishim is on a Tuesday, and the misavim get up from the finish their hanhagas of shloishim Tuesday morning at Netzachama. And then what they want to do is they want to go ahead and tell this uncle who is not well about the shmur. If they go ahead and they do that, it's still the 30th day. And since this person has not been Miss Abel, so there's no Hanhaga Mixi and Kekula. Mixi and Kekula only kicks in when a person goes ahead and he does the Avelis. So Mimela, what's negated to this uncle, there is no Klal of Mixi and Kekula. And if they can tell him on day 30, he's going to have to keep Shiva. So even though the children have finished their Hanhagas of Avelis, the 30th day in the morning, Tuesday morning, they should not inform the elderly relative until it's already Tuesday night, it's already Wednesday, because Omixian Kule is only said when the Naziris has been Noyig, or the Avelis has been Noyig, not for somebody who missed it out. I just wanted to conclude that we find in Baisiris HaEmer a shayla of whether on Leil Lag BaEmer it's mutter to take a haircut, listen to music, or make chasmas. And somebody by learning Mishnah Berurah might think that the pshat is that it's the same shayla. Do you say Mixas HaLayla Kekulay or not? And over there, the Mishnah Berurah basically brings two days. And we all know that we do make chasnas like by the night. We consider shastchak, although by avelos we're always machmir until the seventh day in the morning. Now the emes is if you look in the makaris, you'll see that the ones who are make a lag by the night is now it's mixi and kekule. The ones who are makel on lag by the night are makel because they hold that the yontif is deicha. The Avelis. And since they hold the Yontif is Deichel Avelis, so therefore at night the Yontif has already started. It's only, the ones who hold you need to the day, it's the Magen Avram, and the Magen Avram says, I'll mix it in Kekule, mix it in Kule says day. But really, in mix it in Kule, everyone agrees that it's the day. And the Mekhilim at night on Lag BaOmer is because the Yontif, they hold that the Yontif of Lag BaOmer is Deichel the Avelis. This nekuda, the yontif of Lag BaOmer being deicha avelus, is be'etzem negay in a different area, because we hold la halacha that when Lag BaOmer comes out on Sunday, so we take a haircut on Friday, the kavod Shabbos. We don't wait until Sunday; it would be considered to be bezayin in kavod Shabbos. We take on Friday. Now the same year the Lag BaOmer is on Sunday, so the ones who keep the second minik, the ones who keep till the first day of Shloish Shmei Agbola, if Lag BaOmer is Sunday, the first day of Shloish Shmei Agbola is also going to be on a Sunday. Shloish Shmei Agbola will be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Shavuos will come out on Wednesday. So the Prima Gadim says that the same way you could take a haircut on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Friday before Sunday, Lag BaOmer, you could take a haircut on Friday before Sunday of Shloish Shmei Agbola. Friday to Shchedish, you have to deal with Rebuda Chassid. But Al Kolpanim, let's get to the Sphere Shabbai, the same halacha Friday. Before Lag BaOmer, the same halacha is Friday before Shloish Shmei Agbola. The Maisa the Acholkim on the Prima Gadim, and Ramesha is including in the Cholkim. And Ramesha says it's very Cholok. the Friday before Sunday Lag BaOmer and Friday before Sunday Shlesh Shemei Agbala. Because Friday before Sunday Lag BaOmer, the bazillion for Shabbos is not that you're taking Hekkan on Friday, on Sunday as opposed to Friday. Every time, Rechmanel Slan, you have an Oval who his Shlesh comes over on Sunday, takes Hekkan on Sunday, not on Friday. Or the Yard site's on Sunday. The Avail is over on Sunday, so then he's Nerik Sunday, not Friday. That's Nuch Normal. That is over Sunday. It's not a Bazillion to Shabbos. That's when the Heta Tespeyus comes out. The problem with Lag BaOmer is because Lag BaOmer is a mix of Yonta Zakhshem Meisha, and therefore you're taking a haircut L'Kavod Lag BaOmer. So L'Kavod Lag BaOmer, which is less Kal than Shabbos, which is more Kal than Shabbos, how can you take L'Kavod Lag BaOmer, not L'Kavod Shabbos? Therefore, you can take even L'Kavod Shabbos. But that only applies what's negeah to Lag BaOmer. But what's negeah to Sunday of Shleish Shemei Agbala, so over there, it's not, you're not taking a haircut, the cover of Shleish Shemei Agbala, you're taking a haircut because the Zman is over. So since you're taking a haircut, the Zman is over. The Zman is over Sunday, it's not a Bazillion in cover Shabbos. So again, that's another place where we find this concept of a cover like B'Omer. Actually, you could say a shtickle tayer maybe, that the ones who are making like B'Omer night, they have to go ahead and be machmer on Sunday Shleish Shemei Agbala. Conceptually, that if they're taking Lag BaOmer night, so then you're taking a little care of the Yomtiv from Lag BaOmer. So to go ahead and to take Matzah Shabbos, take Matzah Shabbos Lag BaOmer, that's L'chayr Zicha, would be a B'Zayin and Kavod Shabbos. If somebody can take on Friday, L'chayr he should have to wait until Sunday morning.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.